Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing that you give to us today. Between 25 to 50, you have called us and we are ready to serve you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Numbers 8, 23 to 26. It says, this is that which belongs to the Levites. From 25 and 5 years old upward, they shall go in to wait upon the Lord. Amen. Now, so what are we supposed to do between 25 and 50? It says, they shall go in verse 23, to wait upon the service of the tabernacle. All right? So you are to be a servant of God during the period of 25 to 50. You are to do service. When we say we are doing national service, we are talking about spiritual service and Levitical service. And verse 25, it says, from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service. Amen. And shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge. Now, service is the key word. Everybody say, service. Service. You need to be in the service. The service, even in the military, it's called the service. National service, the service. Servant, serving. Okay? So you need to be part of the service. Now, it's not necessarily full-time. You know, what people don't realize is that, you know, I've had people that are full-time that I asked to be lay. And I asked them, well, go here and be a lay person. It will help me more than if you are working in my office. And has been the greatest blessing and benefit to me for this particular person to do what I told him to do. Up till today, he's doing it. He was working with me in the office. It would have been working with some of the other key people that are working with me here. I said, go to this place and stay there. Get a job there and work there and do this for me in the church. Up till today. He said, if you want me to do that, I do. And he left. He went to do it. So, service is not being paid by the church. You think being paid by the church is the service, then you are new. Service is service. Okay, dictionary. What is the meaning of service? I think there's some complexity here. Service is service. So we are waiting for the dictionary to come up. Service. The act of serving. The occupation of a servant. The performance of labor for the benefit of another. So if it benefits God and benefits God's work, then you are in the service. Right? Now, the main thing, the hired helper, slave, all right, the deed of one who serves, labor performed for another, duty done or required, office of devotion, duty performed in or appropriate to, specifically military, naval, performance of the duties of a soldier, useful offices, profession of respect, the act and manner of bringing food to the persons who eat it, the act of bringing to notice, either actually or constructively, in such a manner as is prescribed by law. Wow. So all these are service. And you must realize that there are, in a large house, there are many vessels and many things that God will have a person to do. So you must find in, not when you are 50, please, I beg you. We are here about 25 to 50. So if you are falling within that range, then I'm talking to you. Those who have crossed 50, too bad. You heard the message too late. I can't do anything about it. I myself have crossed 50. So I know what I'm saying. You get it? Yeah. But for 25 to 50, I need you to be in the services. They shall do no more service after 50. But before 25 to 50, they shall do the service of the tabernacle. The service of the tabernacle was the name given to the church. What they had as a church, it was a tent. They used to go into the tent and it was called the tabernacle. When you go to Israel, you see they have this tabernacle thing there. Yes. So tabernacle is an old word, if you like, for church or church things. So they will do the service of the tabernacle. Now, this is the big problem, and this is the main problem I want you to see. If you have somebody who comes to work for you, one day you have a servant in the house, and the person, you are interviewing the person, what do you do, and so on, oh, I can do this, I've worked here before, oh, okay. And the person, just before the interview ends, the person tells you, there's one thing, between the hours of 11 and 5, I don't like to be called. And I can do everything. And the person will say, even I can wash your panties for you. It's not a problem. I can do any scrap, anything. But from 11 to 5, it's my time. It's a me time. What do you think of that person? Will the person get the job? This is the main problem with serving God. People have got their fingers on certain things. They say, except this. This one, I'm sorry. Don't touch this part. Yes. I can do everything, but this one, I beg you. Understand me, God. You get what I'm saying? And for many people, it has been my profession, or what I call your childhood dreams. What you have planned to be in this life. Your childhood dreams. Often relating to your profession or money or some dream of riches. I can do everything except. And you even sometimes you are extreme. Anything you ask me, even washing your panties, it's not a problem. And you tell, I've stayed at this place, I wash ladies' panties for them, it's not a problem. I can do everything. But from 11 o'clock to 5, never call me. This is all I say. Wow. Would you still like this person? Immediately it throws like poison into your service. Because 11 o'clock we can't call you. I say, are you? And I say, and then the person goes on to add that, I know that
9 o'clock is early. 10 o'clock is early. That's why I am saying 11 o'clock. So that is why when somebody wants to come to work full time, we say, you know, don't say, "Ask me, I want to work at Healing Jesus Crusade." Or, "Ask for me, I want to be a missionary to Germany." Or, "Ask for me, I want to be a missionary to Barbados because of the beaches there." And so I want to go to Antigua. I hear there are 365 beaches. You know, there are 365 beaches in Antigua. Yes, 365. Yes, you have a beach for every day. So if you live there, you have a different beach to go and play on every day. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, ask for me this, ask for me that. So, this is one of the common things you find in people who live in England, Europe, and America. It's true. Send me everywhere, but don't send me to Africa. Don't we have a song like that? Send me, but don't send me to... There's something about monkeys and... Where is Danny Boy? Come and sing the song. Sing that song.
Servant, you know that I've been for years. I'm here in this pew every Thursday and Wednesday. I've served you many a tears. I've given you years of my service. I've always given my best. And Lord, I don't ask you for anything much. So Lord, let me have this request.
One request. Just one thing.
Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man. I'm not Tarzan. I don't like lions, gorillas.
You are not Tarzan. Your mouth.
I serve you here in suburbia, my comfortable middle class life. But please don't send me out into the bush where the natives are restless at night.
You mean, what do you mean? We shouldn't send you to the bush where the natives are restless and wild. Your mouth. Continue, but be very careful.
I'll see that the money is gathered.
Money.
I'll see that the money is sent. I'll wash and tuck the communion cups. I'll tithe 11%. I'll volunteer for the nursery. I'll always give you my best. I'll usher, I'll deacon, I'll go door to door. Just please let me keep warming this seat. Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man, I'm not Tarzan. I don't like lions, gorillas, or snakes. I'll serve you here in suburbia, in my comfortable middle class life. But please don't send me out into the bush where the natives are restless at night.
The natives are restless at night. You pay 11% tithe. You work in the nursery, you send money. But please don't send me to Africa. How many are offended by such requests? You have another verse. No, it's even the two verses is more than enough. Sing the first verse again for the last time.
Oh Lord, I'm your willing servant. You know
is that a willing servant?
I've been 4 years. I'm here in this church every Thursday and Sunday. I've stained it with many a tears. I've given you years of my service. I've always given my best. And Lord, I don't ask you for anything much. So please let me have this request.
One request. That spoils everything.
Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man, I'm not Tarzan. I don't like lions, gorillas, or snakes. I'll serve you here in America, in my comfortable middle class life. But please don't send me out into the bush, where the natives are restless at night. I'll see that the money is gathered. I'll see that the money
meanwhile, they don't send the money
sent.
To.
I'll wash and stack the communion cups.
Communion stacks.
I'll tithe 11%. I'll volunteer for the nursery. I'll always give you my best. I'll usher, I'll deacon, I'll go door to door. Just please let me keep warming the seat. Please don't send me to Africa. I don't think I've got what it takes. I'm just a man, I'm not Tarzan. I don't like lions, gorillas. I'll serve you here in America, in my comfortable middle class life. But please don't send me out into the bush, where the natives are restless at night.
Those of you from Africa, go and ask those from America and England whether they are calling you Tarzan. Are they calling you Tarzan, where the natives are restless and relatives are restless at night? Where are those from the UK? Raise up your hand if you know you are from the UK or from America or from Europe. Raise up your hand. We want to know whether you composed that song. Who composed that song? Emmanuel Baden. Ah! Where is he? Bishop Richard is here. He composed the song. Where is the water? I hear it. The song was composed by people in the UK. This one. Where is the water? Is it right for him to call us Tarzan? Those from Botswana, come and take him up. They say that the gorillas, he doesn't want to be with the gorillas and the monkeys. What do you mean by that? Is it because you are in London or what? Why do you call people in Botswana gorillas? Give him a microphone to explain. He said we are gorillas and Tarzan. Tarzan has to be swinging from tree to tree. Is it right?
No. was back in the day, not now. So you are admitting it. You are admitting it.
Pastor Patrick, this man says that you are swinging in the bush. So are these gorilla souls? Are these gorilla souls? They're restless at night.
They're real souls.
Natives. Hey. They are restless. Start shaking. They say you are restless. Start shaking. They say you are restless at night. It's very serious. What shall be done for somebody who has admitted saying such things even in the olden days? Huh? There must be what? There must be water. There must be water. There must be water. Early in the morning. Fire the bar! Next time, don't compose such a song. Isaiah 41. Isaiah chapter 41. You see, you all that I want you to know is that just don't give God any conditions. Don't tell God I want to be a secretary. Don't tell God I want to work in the city. I want to do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. That's all. And especially to those of you from America and England, Germany, who, based on the pictures you get on CNN, you feel that you are in a better place than those of us in Africa. Based on the pictures. Some people brought water from America to drink. Like when they were coming, they brought their own water to drink. Because gorillas are drinking. Who are those? Who are those people? Who are those people? They brought water. We want names. Names. One is called what? Cheryl. One is called Lizzie. Bring them out. Pastor Richard, they brought their water. Where are they? Come out, come out. America, they brought American water. We are restless. Examina. Where are they? We need them. Where are they? We are restless. Now, dear, we are restless. Our restlessness has come back. These are the ones. You brought your water. Give me a microphone. Step forward. Come into the midst of the natives. Come. Surround them. Hand over your iPads and hand over your phones. Natives. These people brought... Where are the natives? Where is Dr. Kojo? Come, please. You are the... Nobody should go near my pulpit. Natives, are you restless?
is it true that you brought your own air? Your own air? Joshua, yesterday you told me about somebody who is selling air in Japan.
I heard of a man yesterday, Apostle Tosh was telling me of a man who is selling air from Japan. In he brings it from the Swiss Alps to Japan.
He puts the air where?
In a balloon. Then he puts the balloon in a crate.
Then he puts the balloon in a crate?
Yes. Then he ships the crate to Tokyo. And he sells it. So you have it in your apartment. And when you want to have a little fresh air, you release a little bit.
Did you bring your own air? American air?
Daddy, we want to know where they are from.
Where are you from, please?
I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis?
Yes.
And you are from where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Did you bring your own air?
No, sir.
What about your own water?
Yes.
You brought your own water?
Daddy, now we want to know why. We want to know why they brought their own water.
You want to know why?
Well, if in America, sometimes you turn the TV on late at night, on CNN, yeah, you see the African people.
Natives, are you restless? The natives are very restless. What? She's explaining. What's the explanation? And she's explaining. So what's your explanation to?
I have a CNN. Baby. No. I have a baby. So I brought water for the baby.
Water for the baby. So the baby's here. They don't have a baby. But Kadela also has a baby. Kadela, do you have a baby? Did you import water from America?
No.
Is your baby growing well?
Yes.
What shall be done for those who are importing water to drink water? Huh? That must be what? They have to take a spear. Where is the water? Bring the water. Let's do this water thing. Examina. Hey! Natives, are you restless? You have rather stirred up the natives. Now the restless are in the day. At first we were restless only in the night. But now we are restless in the day. Open your mouth. Okay, go and sit down. Tell the nearest American or English or Swiss or anybody from Caribbean islands or any place with a lot of beaches that don't stir up natives in the daytime. Don't stir up the natives in the daytime. Natives, are you easily stirred up? And they don't clap. They don't clap with their hands. They brought these things. Why? Their hands are too soft. Their hands are too soft.
This is an accusation. This is an accusation.
Who is accusing us?
It's a gift from our uncle in England. This our uncle Bishop Richard brought us a gift. And they're accusing us for bringing a gift.
Who is accusing? Bring him out.
Bring him out.
Somebody has brought a present and stand here. Somebody has brought a present. Our uncle has brought us a present. Automatic clappers. All right.